I can do my own work fairly well during most of these chores, and so I concentrate on Melville, discuss the similarity of the alienation theme in Bartleby, the Scrivener, and Kafka's Metamorphosis. But I am soon sidetracked. Unfortunately, I had not counted on the arrival of the bib-bibs. Bib-bibs are birds. Bib-bibs, bib-bibs, shrieks Megan, her eyes alive with expectation. She insists that I go with her to the window. In a second, just let me finish this question. Have you read Kafka's Metamorphosis, Megan? You haven't? You'd really enjoy it. The sarcasm leaves no mark, and she pulls me by the hand, two fingers actually, toward the window. I see myself as a slow wit in some novel, being led, oaf-like, to watch the bib-bibs. And we do watch them. They chatter incessantly and leap back and forth on the lawn just outside our apartment window. Megan is absorbed, but as I watch them, I wondered whether I parked the car under a tree last night. Suddenly, she bolts from the room. She seldom walks. And I hear her naked feet slapping against the wooden floor outside. She returns with Dumpy. She holds him up to the window, stretching him out by his two pathetic triangular arms and whispering into his non-existent ear, Bib-bibs! I need Bib-bibs! Dumpy smiles. It's a much wider smile than it used to be.